Hello and welcome back to Here Come the Sun. I'm your host, Sean Gauthier, and I'm recording right after the Sun beat the Minnesota Lynx on the road in Game 1 of the WNBA semifinals with a final score of 73-70. On today's episode, I'm going to give you my instant reactions to the game and try to take a quick look ahead to Game 2. I'll start by talking about the big picture from this game. I was so stressed watching this game as it was a close game, which we expected, with 13 lead changes and 8 ties. What we didn't expect was the scoring breakdown in this one. The Sun are supposed to be the worst three-point shooting team in this matchup, but tonight, the Sun defense made it very difficult for the Lynx, especially after what was a relatively easy offensive series for them against Phoenix. And the Sun ended up outscoring the Lynx from three in this game. This was a matchup of two high caliber defenses, and the Sun defense was huge in this one, especially from the perimeter. In every other matchup this season, the Lynx have attempted about 10 more threes than the Sun, but this time the Sun had 2 more attempts and 4 more makes. That's just huge in a matchup where the Lynx are expected to be the better three-point shooting team by far. Also, the Sun finally started strong against the Lynx in this game, unlike in their previous three matchups. The game was just tight from the start rather than the Sun chasing, especially like they had to do in that most recent game earlier this September. Keys to the Sun winning this one was the three-point shooting, surprisingly, again, in the Sun's favor. And then, as usual, it's points in the paint and fast break points for the Sun. They had 5 more points on second chance points and 5 more points on fast breaks. One thing to look out for in Game 2 is while they had equal turnovers in this one, the Lynx actually had twice as many points off turnovers. But ultimately, this was an amazing win for the Sun. And in her post-game team talk, the Sun posted a video from Coach Stephanie White's team talk after the game. They took like a little video in the locker room, and she was just talking about how the Sun held the Lynx to 8 points in the fourth quarter, which is just outrageous. And she was saying, it wasn't always pretty, but the hustle plays, the discipline, the winning plays is what made the difference, especially in that fourth quarter. And that was absolutely what we saw watching the game. Now I'm going to talk a little bit about each player's performance in this game. So first of all, earlier today, the WNBA announced that Dejanay Carrington earned a first team WNBA all-defensive nod. And Alyssa Thomas made the second team. And also that Nafisa Collier of the Lynx won Defensive Player of the Year. Staying on Alyssa Thomas for now, she was absolutely key to winning this game for the Sun. She once again, as always, showed up against the Lynx. She was one assist away from another triple-double against Minnesota. Would have been her 5th in her career against them. She had an all-around game. Outside of a string of turnovers around like the midpoint of this game, where the Sun offense was just kind of falling apart and everything was really messy. But outside of that, AT finished with 17 points, 10 rebounds, 9 assists. And in her post-game interview on ESPN, she said, "I'm one of the leaders of this team. I've been here my whole career. Game one's important, especially on the road. It started with me today." And she's right. She guided this team on both ends of the floor, and it really did all start with her, as it normally does for the engine of this team. Dewanna Bonner and Alyssa Thomas actually made some history together tonight. First of all, Dewanna Bonner now has the most career playoff games in the league. And also, the pair are the first to have 10 points, 10 rebounds, and 5 assists each in a single game in the postseason. So that was exciting to watch. And those two were working together, as always, really well tonight. Dewanna Bonner struggled a bit from the floor on offense. She wasn't, she didn't have a characteristic shooting night, but she impacted the game in other ways. She was making assists. She's got a ton of rebounds. And just had stellar defense, especially when she was guarding Nafisa Collier. She switched on to Collier actually for the very last possession of the game. The Lynx were trying to make a last-minute comeback, looking for a 3. The Sun defense shut them down time and time again. Collier drives in on, I think it was Burton, and then they met Dewanna Bonner at the rim, and Collier kind of pulled it back out for a 3, and Bonner switched on to her, took her out to the three-point line, kept guarding, forced the miss that ended the game. And so, you know, that helped make sure the Lynx didn't have that last minute savior, send the game into overtime, would be the second overtime game against them this season. And so, yeah, DeWanna Bonner's defense in this one was massive. She also had a huge block earlier in the game. Collier had kind of gotten by her, went to go make a pass, decided to pull up, and Bonner came in from behind and blocked it. I think it was maybe the Suns' like only block in this game. So that was another huge play on the defensive end for DeWanna Bonner. Also making a huge difference was Marina Mabry once again. Her shot making was just legendary in this one. She had a postseason career high in threes with 6 made threes on 11 attempts. She actually made more threes than the Lynx did as an entire team, which is just insane for a team that is, you know, one of the better 3-point shooting teams in the league. And you know, that was the big thing going into this matchup, was how were the Sun gonna be able to limit the Lynx on from three, and Mabry went and hit more than their whole team did. She also had one that was just in an insane deep three. She was basically right around the logo, and the play was kind of falling apart. Melissa Thomas to Bonner, kind of in a crowd. Bonner just passes it back, and it looks like one of those last second heaves where it's like, okay, well, nothing else to do. Shot clock's low. But Mabry just full confidence took that shot, splash, and ends up putting the Sun up 4, you know, in a game that was tight throughout. She also had some classic Marina Mabry moments, especially, you know, arguing against her own fouls and you know, while sticking tough defense. And I saw that Mike Prada from The Athletic, he covers he's an editor on their NBA reporting, but he tweeted out, the WNBA should mic up Marina Mabry and sell the unfiltered feed as a league pass extra. I'd buy it. And I'm with him. I would absolutely buy that. I would want to listen to that. Also, John Corrales, who I, you know, just gave a shout out to yesterday, so I'm going to have to limit the shout outs to John. But he's a Sun fan and a Celtics beat reporter and Celtics podcaster. And he talked about an offensive foul that then led to a Mabry three early in the game. And it's just, there were so many times where Mabry's threes just felt like the difference maker over the course of a stretch. And it really did feel like she just couldn't miss in key moments tonight. I also felt like maybe she saw that there was a big, deep Sabrina Ionescu three in the Liberty Aces game. And it felt like Mabry saw that and was like, all right, hold my beer, and just launched this one and absolutely made it. After the game, Andrea Carter from ESPN on their post-game show after the game, she said that Mabry made the huge difference, especially in a game where DeWanna Bonner was struggling from the floor. Even with AT's triple-double in games like this, that would have normally have been a Sun loss. But with Mabry's 20 points in this game, right, like she's able to make that difference and change this into a win for the Sun. Also, I just think the connection between Marina Mabry and Alyssa Thomas has been a lot of fun to watch. Actually, they were asked about each other a bit in the post-game press conference, and I'm going to play a quick clip here of what Mabry said about AT and what AT said about Mabry.
Talking about our three-point defense?
Three-point shooting.
Oh, that was fun. AT does a really good job of finding me, especially when that two-man action with the pitch back. So I'm always ready to shoot when she passes to me. And I mean, you know, sometimes they go in at the end of the clock. But I mean, that's what they brought me here to do. So I'm going to get out there and shoot the ball from three.
I've been trying to get Marina to come here for a while. You know, she's a competitor, and that's, you know, what we are here. You know, she wants to win, and she's going to do whatever it takes for the team. But, you know, she's something different that we haven't seen in Connecticut in a while. She's able to play the pick and roll, and we needed three-point shooting desperately this season. I think we were, second to last in three-point shooting. So having her, I mean, as you can see, it makes a big difference for us.
Looking over at first-team all-defense Dejanay Carrington, we had a vintage three Dejanay Carrington moment in the first off of an assist from Mabry. And she just was so great. Again, in the paint, especially for a guard and for a player of her size playing against the size of the Lynx, she had like one massive offensive board late in the game that she then was able to put back up and keep the Sun ahead late in the game. And just Her ability to battle down low is huge. She ended up with 10 points in the paint, which was the tied for the most for the team with Alyssa Thomas. And she also played all 40 minutes of this game. With Ty Harris out, it's massive that they can get this level of production from Dejanay and then can kind of rotate out between Mabry and Veronica Burton in the traditional guard positions, and just have Dejanay running around being massively important on defense. A lot of her impact doesn't show up in the box score for this game, but just her ability to make cuts to the rim, to draw defenders, or to just score it in the paint. And also her ability to keep moving the ball and helping to keep the Sun offense staying patient, which is really key to their best possessions on the offensive end in this game. She was great in terms of those kinds of intangibles on the court today. As always, her defense was really important. She had a couple times tough matchup where she got switched on to Nafisa Collier, but other than that, her defense was once again great. And there was also a play, I can't remember now if it was in the third or the fourth, but I literally yelled out, like, how the hell did Dejanay get that pass off? She kind of drove in on three defenders, and then somehow it kind of looked like the ball just slipped through everybody and ended up at the three-point line to create a much better look for a teammate. And so that's just the way that Dejanay just impacts the game, definitely earning that most improved player award that she got earlier this week. Brianna Jones was solid in this game, though she played pretty limited minutes. The Sun ended up going small against the Lynx, which Stephanie White talked about a bit after in her post-game press conference earlier this month in the Sun lost to the Lynx in the regular season. They mostly played Dawana Bonner at the five, so they were able to switch a lot on defense and then have a lot of great spacing on offense, especially with Alyssa Thomas not being a three-point shooter. In this game, they really needed to surround her with shooters to make it so that the Lynx have to spread out more, which then opened up those lanes to the basket and also helped get wide-open three-point shots off of the driving kick passes from Bonner and from AT and from Dejanay in this one. Olivia Nadota also, limited minutes in this game as well. I think she only had 5 minutes, but she scored a tough, fadeaway jumper in the lane early in the second quarter. And I was just like, wow, look at Olivia Nadota go. She's really awoken in these playoffs. And I feel like she's just showing off her potential for, splitting more of those minutes or maybe, playing a double big lineup at some point, probably more like next season. But, despite a quick stint in this one, she looked good. And also she looked great in that fever series in round one. Last player on the list for the Sun, it was Veronica Burton. She was once again just incredible on defense in this game, but she also had a good offensive spurt. She scored a quick drive into the lane to score one, and then I think on the next possession she also had she got a couple of free throws after getting fouled driving to the paint as well. And it kind of felt like at times the Lynx were just like sleeping on her offense, letting her get pretty open looks. And actually, here's Stephanie White in her post-game press conference talking about Burton's performance in this game.
I mean, V's been huge for us all season long. I think her ability to navigate, our offense. We've got multiple players that can initiate offense, and that gives us an advantage because we can give a lot of different looks. She's an outstanding defender. And she's small in stature, but her physicality, her ability to play bigger, to give us, different looks is important. And her energy, I mean, she's always coming in and giving us great energy, off the bench. And we've come to, rely on that. And I thought she was terrific.
Looking back at the defense, one other thing that's just absolutely worthy to note is that the Sun were able to hold Nafisa Collier to a relatively human stat line in this one. I mentioned in the preview, she had 38 and 42 points in each of the last two games in the first round. But tonight she had, 19 points on 7 of 16 shooting, and she didn't hit a single three. Obviously, she's still a dominant player. She had 9 boards, 2 steals, and a block. So you can't really count on her staying quiet throughout this series, but it's a great sign that the Sun were able to at least limit her in this game. Only other note from me is just that there was a big free throw discrepancy in this game. The Sun you know, shot 2 of 3 on free throws. The Lynx were 11 of 13. I hate complaining about officiating, one, because it just takes away from, you know, the players and the work that they're doing on the court. But it did feel like, to me anyway, that there was a different whistle for the Sun and for the Lynx. And I don't know if that's, you know, sometimes, you know, in we'll talk about the superstar whistle, stars like Collier or Asia Wilson, you know, might get a better whistle than other players. But yeah, just begging for some consistency on the officiating, especially just because, you know, it's a physical game, especially between these two defensive minded teams. And so, yeah, you want to see calls being made the same on both sides of the court. So yeah, and also, you know, it could also just be that the Lynx were really disciplined on the defensive end and were not committing fouls, right? Like, I'm not a referee for a reason, because I would just call everything in the Sun favor. But yeah, it just a thing to look out for in the next game, you know, seeing how if the free throw disparity is the same. And, you know, maybe this is a place where playing Breezy in particular more in the game could help lead to more foul calls as she's getting the ball in the paint down low, where there just tends to be a ton more contact, could potentially help. But yeah, I think that's going to do it for me for these instant reactions to game one. I will, I'll be back later this week to talk to you after the Sun take on the Lynx in game two of the WNBA semifinals, 9:30 PM Eastern on Tuesday. If you're enjoying the show, please subscribe so you don't miss a new episode. If you're a regular listener, share the show with your friends and you know, your network of Connecticut Sun fans. If you've got thoughts from game one and you want to, you know, share that with the Here Come the Sun community, leave us a voicemail at 617-903-7683, or you can send us a voice memo to ctsunpod@gmail.com. And then we'll play it on here, and you know, we can talk about, you know, what you were thinking watching this game. All right, that'll do it for me. Thank you so much again for listening to this episode of Here Come the Sun.